On the show today, we have FTSI's very own Brett Wooden talking about their new L6 product that they've just launched. It's basically an appointment management solution for credit unions. And I tell you, after talking to Brett, this thing is the most robust appointment management solution that I have ever heard. It does everything except check the air in your tires for you, it seems like. So a lot to this appointment management solution for credit unions. And Brett is here to tell us all about it. So check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast, and welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Brett Wooden from FTSI, like it says right over your right shoulder. Brett, how are you, sir?
Good. Living the dream. Just back from the World Credit Union Conference.
Yeah, wow, that must have been such an exciting time. Not only being there with credit unions from all over the world, going to Scotland. Oh my gosh. I mean, just that experience alone has got to be just an amazing experience. And then to top it off, talking to credit union people all over the planet about what's going on in their neck of the woods and how it relates to what's going on here. So yeah, that must have been quite a time.
Yes, very much so. Yeah, I feel like the themes of the conference were definitely technology, sustainability, and then DEI.
Yeah,
that was the overarching kind of theme of the conference. So
good deal. Well, let's save that for another interview. How about those?
Let's
do a little Woku roundup for another chat.
But,
I'm so glad you got to go and experience it. You were on a panel as well talking there. So, that whole experience must have been second to none for sure. They do such a good job there at the World Council setting that thing up. But today we're talking about a new product that you guys at FTSI are launching. It's called the L6 product. It's an appointment management solution for credit unions. So Brett, I'm going to let you kind of give us a quick overview on what this product's all about.
Yeah, so it's essentially what it is we looked at. This was a product created by credit union executives for credit unions.
Okay.
We had looked at some of the pain points of how do you manage your lobby? How are you managing appointments? And when we looked at how credit unions were currently doing this, this was actually pre-pandemic. And then also during the pandemic, it was a lot of emails,
sticky notes,
trying to manage via your calendar. And especially moving into that pandemic era when, you know, you had to monitor who was coming into your lobby or phone or video, those type of things. We created this solution that would help credit unions move into a proactive state. And really what we focus on within this product is getting appointments scheduled for multiple channels, video, phone, or in person, but then also prioritizing those by skill set. So I know from my background and a couple of the other credit union executives that helped build it, when we worked in these environments, there were certain products you did not want to do, or there was an expert within and IRAs is a great one where, you know, tax time, everybody's coming in to do their IRAs and they're very cumbersome. So you would kind of maybe at your desk, drop your pins, go pick them up, or if the phone call, you'd be like, oh, I got to find somebody to help with this. And so in our product, we really created that skills-based routing. So under the profile of the credit union employee, you can kind of like LinkedIn, like add in what they're good at, or do they speak Spanish? Do they have their NMLS to do mortgages and home equities? So that's really kind of our product is really, it's just built with simplicity in mind. We know that individuals at the branch level, call center level, and video level have already lots of systems they have to utilize to open accounts, loans, those things. So we didn't want to create another cumbersome thing that's got to add to their arsenal, right? We wanted to create something simplistic that they could use that would put them in a proactive state with the member, prep the member, get them ready for the appointment, and then also give the employee time to prep for the appointment as well.
Okay. So this isn't, it's not necessarily a member facing product. It's more of an employee facing product. Is that, am I getting that correct? Or
it is a member facing. Yeah. So it's both.
Okay.
So
okay, cool.
The product allows you to utilize the widget on chat, online banking, mobile, and then your website. And they can go in and schedule an appointment. They can also walk into a branch. We have a kiosk. And we also have, if credit unions are kind of more into that greeter mindset, we have a tablet version that's like a greeter version as well. So we've looked at all the journey mapping and the scenarios that a member would hit the channels, I should say. And we've created a a piece of that for each of those channels.
Okay, I got you. And before we started the recording, we were kind of talking about what we're going to talk about, but there was one part of the product that really intrigued me, was the ID verification part of it. Can you yes. can you dive into that a little bit?
Yeah, so one of the things that we're working with a company is essentially contactless check-in. So when a member schedules an appointment, let's say it's a video appointment, and right when they go to click that button to log in for the video appointment, it's automatically going to authenticate them, use their device to scan their face, and it's going to shoot a message back to the staff at the credit union that, hey, this is a member of the credit union. They're authenticated.
Wow.
And so it allows that timeline. It allows the member and the member service rep mm-hmm. to just get right into the conversation.
That's
again.
The way it should be.
Being in that proactive mindset of we're not trying to get, you know, like check boxes on things. We're just trying to get right to the conversation.
Exactly. We're all kind of tired of jumping through hoops. We get it because of security reasons, but we're kind of exhausted from that. I think we're getting to the point where we might be beyond that, though, from where the technology is. And it sounds like this really answers that pain point as well, right? So it sounds like you don't have to jump through all those hoops quite so much anymore.
Yeah, and I guess what is it? Know your member. I call them KPIs, but
KYC.
Yes, yeah. KYC. Too many acronyms.
Don't get that mixed up with KFC. All right,
but that's
the lunch.
Yes, but you know, I working in a credit union myself. I remember, you know, you've got your examiners coming in. Hey, can you pull your last 25 calls in your call center? That's what they're looking for. Are you asking those, you know, in wallet questions and out of wallet questions to validate who your member is because of fraud and stuff? And we really wanted to get into a mindset. You know, you think about one of the activities we did is we journey mapped what currently happens at credit unions. And one of the ones we constantly saw was you do this great marketing, would do a great auto loan promotion of a great rate. A member would call into the call center and say, hey, I'd like to apply for an auto loan. And the individual that they're talking to can't do the auto loan. So they said, hey, let me see if a loan officer is available.
Yeah.
So they put the member on hold, call the loan officer. Loan officer goes, I'm already busy. I can't tell the member. I'll call him back. Right. So then they tell the member, let me take your information. They'll call you back. Well, it's such a manual process where now if they utilize our solution, it's, hey, tell you what, let's get an appointment on the calendar. And the appointment would also trigger information that you should bring to that appointment. So you're ready to go. You're not having to call us back or email us information. You're just, both parties are being in a proactive state. That's the goal.
Yeah. So is it on the mobile app or is it on the website, or pardon my ignorance here, Brett, but want to get that clear as well.
No. Yeah. So we have it on multiple versions. So it is a multiple channel. So it can be in your online banking, mobile banking, as well as your website. And for the employee side, we have a kiosk version. So it can, you know, essentially stand in the branch, a member can check in, or we've got the tablet version where the greeter can hold on the Surface tablet or the iPad and check the member in. And then we also have the kind of platform in Chrome for the employee where they manage their appointments. Let's see what else. Well, you know, the one thing we looked at too was a lot of the other solutions out there, the reporting is just very cumbersome. You've got to go in, run reports, click boxes, you know, build out these reports for yourself, or there's a list of thousands of reports and you don't know where to go. We created an ability to set up automated reporting to where every Friday, if you've got your branch huddle or maybe your overall retail meeting, you can get automated reports of branch traffic, appointments, you know, timeframes, what products they're looking for. And it's automatically hits your inbox. So you're not trying to build a report right before the meeting.
Yeah.
You literally just get it, you know, download it, or you print it out if you're one of those individuals.
Yeah.
But you'll be ready for the meeting. So again, simplicity and getting individuals in a proactive state.
Which leads me to my next question, is what you guys want to achieve with L6. What's the 64,000 foot level overview? What do you guys want to achieve here for both the credit union and members?
The big one is you know, credit unions right now, so this is just my personal belief, or I shouldn't say mine. I would say FTSI's belief is that we feel like certain algorithms and AI can help with a great resignation. So credit unions right now, there's staffing challenges. I would just say across the board in all industries, in credit unions. And so what we want to do is help them adequately staff their locations, put them in a proactive state. And then as well as the member, when they are scheduling an appointment for a life event like a mortgage or buying a new car, they're prepared for that conversation and they can both have meaningful conversations in a period of time that's not, doesn't have barriers or member friction.
I like that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I would say even our long-term strategy as well is we also want to help out with proactive scheduling. So let's say someone schedules a mortgage appointment, applies for a mortgage. The system would automatically, it knows, hey, they're going to do a signing in 30 days. Mm-hmm. We'll throw that on the member's calendar and the employee's calendar without them having to do it. You know, the big thing, I remember working in a credit union, I was always trying on new accounts, hey, follow up with a member in 7 to 10 business days to check and see if they got their debit card, set up direct deposit, mobile banking, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It was such a manual process. Well, the system we're working towards is that if it's a new account, it's automatically going to do it for the employee. It'll put it on their calendar and it'll give them notes within there of here's what you should follow up on. So really helping prime that employee, utilizing AI technology to stage their knowledge base when they're reaching out to the members or they're doing appointments.
Yeah, no doubt. This is probably the most robust appointment management solution I've ever heard of, Brett. It's just there's so much more than meets the eye here. Oh my gosh. I mean,
And that's the big thing. It's like the funny thing is we've made it so simplistic. So the one thing working in IT, a lot of the team at FTSI, our backgrounds are kind of CXOs of credit unions, IT or chief innovation, those type of things. And we know the pain points in the credit union. And so our goal was to create this solution to fix a lot of these member friction points that we would struggle with going, gosh, why are we doing it this way?
Yeah.
And so our goal was to just solve a lot of those little minor things, but have long-term gain for the credit unions.
Yeah. Well, I think you said it really well earlier about the barriers. Cause I mean, the barriers that's what's so frustrating about this whole process. And it keeps you from getting what you want to get done in a timely manner. And it's like, oh, I got to do this. I got to jump through that hoop. I got to do that. And it's like, oh, now I have to wait so much time and now I got to come back tomorrow or something. This eliminates all of that, it sounds like. So, that conversation that you want to have with the credit union or the credit union wants to have with you is kind of seamless. And it's kind of a natural organic thing rather than having the old time technology get in the way. So now it's not there anymore. It's kind of seamless. It's just kind of, hey, we just have a conversation when all this other stuff is taken care of behind the scenes.
Yeah. And then, from a kind of management level, I guess, is knowing your traffic and your channels, having strategic conversations around those channels, like FTE conversations. Some of the credit unions that we talk to, we ask the questions of where are you seeing most growth? Is it in your video branches or your virtual branches? Is it in your call center or is it in your physical branches? Mm-hmm. And that's such a tough question to measure. You know, credit unions are looking at, their call volumes and their video volumes. Our goal with this is really to start tracking those meaningful conversations in those channels.
Yeah.
And how long are they taking? We track all the timelines. Wow. And so that's the goal, is when you have a one-on-one with your employee as a manager, you can actually have a true conversation of during this appointment, what went well and what are some areas of opportunity, while looking at how long it took for the appointment, what products and services were offered. You even can look at like a majority of the appointments are going to what employee and why.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they are that skilled employee that knows the IRAs and those things. So
cool.
So that's what that's what really excites us with this product.
No doubt. A lot of upside here, Brett. A lot of upside for sure. So where can, to kind of wrap up here, where can folks go to find out more about it? And we can put that
they can go to, they can go to our website. Okay. So they can go to ftsius.com. They also can email essentially me directly.
Oh, okay.
I'm on LinkedIn as well. So I get a lot of individuals that chat out there about the product and stuff.
Good deal.
But our website has some awesome stuff, and we have a form that they can fill out for a demo, and we give a demo. And knowing the other thing is, we've all been executives in credit unions. We know that the pain of a demo and going through that demo. So our demos, we take a different approach. So we do kind of a quick 7 to 10 minute demo.
Okay.
And then leave a lot for questions. And we do the member journey through the product and the employee journey, and then we go right into the questions. So our goal is not to put people to sleep with demos.
Yeah. How finovate of you to do something in 7 minutes. So
yes, very much so. Right?
Well, that works, you know, so it works for a reason. So good on you for sticking to that template. So good stuff here, Brett. All right, man. Well, I'm going to let you get going, because I know you always have a lot on your plate. You're always doing some great stuff in the industry, and we always appreciate that. But thanks again for your time. And we'll get this one out there for you, and we'll include all the links in the show notes so people can get to it and check it out as well.
Cool. Thank you.
You are welcome.